Good morning, everyone. Today is the 29th of August, 2022. Mark is ready to read the 23rd chapter of Acts. And this is the account of Paul. And he's smitten by the high priest, and he gives his testimony through a number of people, in front of a number of people. And it also gives his accounts, continued accounts of his journeys while he walked down here on the face of this earth.
Paul, earnestly beholding the council, said, men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day. High priest Ananias commanded him that stood by him to smite him in the mouth. Listen, Paul, unto him God shall smite thee, thou white wall, for since thou judge me after the law, commands to me to be smitten contrary to law, and they stood by, said, revilest thou God's eyes, high priest. Then said Paul, I wish not, brethren, that he was a high priest, for it is written, thou shalt not speak evil to rule by people. When Paul perceived the one part where he says he's Pharisees, he cried out in the council, men and brethren, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee, of the hope, resurrection of the dead, I am called a Christian. We had so said, there rose a dissension between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the multitude was divided. The Sadducees say that there is no resurrection, either angel or spirit, the Pharisees confess both. And there arose a great cry, and the scribes and one of the Pharisees part rose and strode, saying, I know evil in this man, an angel, spirit of angel, and look at him, let us fight against God. When there arose a great dissension, the chief captain, fearing lest Paul should have pulled pieces of them, commanded the soldiers to go down and take him by force among them and bring him into the castle. Night following, the Lord stood by him and said, be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear also witness. Bear witness also in Rome. And it was day certain of the Jews band together, found themselves that are encouraged, seeing they should eat neither eat nor drink till they killed Paul. They were more than 40 which had made this conspiracy. They came to the chief priests and elders and said, we have bound ourselves under great curse and will eat nothing until we have slain Paul. Therefore, you with the council signify the chief captain, bring him down tomorrow. Though you would inquire something more perfectly concerning him, we, even he, come near or ready to kill him. When Paul's sister's son heard of their lying in wait, he went there to the castle and told Paul. Paul called one of the centurions to him and said, bring this young man the chief captain, bring us a certain thing to him. He took him and brought him to the chief captain and said, Paul, the prisoner called me unto him. And prayed me to bring this young man unto thee, who has something to say unto thee. Chief captain took him by the hand and went with him, beside prayer, and asked him, what is that thou hast to tell me? And he said, the Jews have agreed to desire thee that thou wouldst bring down Paul tomorrow unto the council, as though they would inquire someone of him more perfectly. But do not thou yield to them, for there is the way of I await for him and them. More than 40 men which have bound themselves, which of the oath, they he'll either eat or drink till they have killed him. And now are they ready, looking for a promise from them? The chief captain and let the young man depart. And charged him, say, see, I'll tell a man that I show these things to him. And he called on him two centurions, saying, make ready 200 soldiers to go to Caesarea, and I'll speak to these four. And 10, and experiment 200 the third hour of the night. Provide them beasts they might put Paul on. Bring him safe unto Felix the governor. Wrote a letter, and after this manner, Claudius Lysias, the most excellent governor, Felix, sent greeting. This man was taken to the Jews and should have been killed of them, and came out with all and rescued him, having understood that he was a Roman. But I would have known the council, or though they accused him, I brought him forth to the council, and I proceeded to accuse questions of their law. Have nothing laid of his charge, worth the death or bonds. He told me how the Jews had laid wait for the man. I sent straightway to thee and gave command to the accused also to send before thee what they had against him. Farewell to the Jews, as it was commanded of them. Took Paul and brought him by night out of Paris. On the tomorrow they left the horsemen to go with them. They returned to the castle. When they came to Caesarea, delivered the epistle. Governor presented Paul before him. When the governor had read the letter, he asked him what province he was. He said that he was from Cilicia. I don't hear any say. And that accuser also come. Command him to be kept in here and shed in hall.
Okay, thank you, Mark.